Presley with Martin Bester.
It was a big story about a week or two ago, that guy at the Coldplay concert, Andy Byron, who was on the Kiss Cam.
On the Jumbotron.
The Jumbotron, and how should we put this? It wasn't his wife.
That's correct.
And stuff. And yeah, then it became a meme and a TikTok challenge, and it went viral.
Yeah.
And now there are rumors, allegedly, that he wants to, you know, sue Coldplay.
How?
Because they basically ruined his life. Did they do that? I don't know. But they've reached out to legal experts that say they can't really see a case there. I think the one line that stood out for me is that Mr. Byron had no reasonable expectation of privacy in a public place.
Exactly. Yeah.
You go into a public place like an arena, you probably, I don't know how much privacy you're expecting.
Well, none at all. Not just that, people have their cell phones there generally at concerts. So, yeah.
It's similar with public spaces like Facebook and those places. I sometimes see people put a lot of themselves and their family and their whole life on there. And then they get a bit irritable if people take notice and have a chat about their lives.
And
I'm like, you can, I don't know, it's a personal thing, you know. For me, there's a difference between personal life and private life. You know, just never ever share private life. It's not something, because I wil nie mense se neus sit daar nie.
Ek sê moet mos aan, and if you put it out there, you're literally kind of opening yourself up to people going and judging you on your personal life.
Especially if after the fact you then want privacy.
I guess so. And no one really has the right to put their nose in your business, but it happens.
Yeah, if your business is out there.
Staying.
Yeah.
Is that,
Ikimuilak.
So the next time people make a comment about your outfit, you can't be...
No one makes comments about my outfits. Oh, by the way, did you enjoy my bare shoes for your shirt, Opipana? My boots that I specifically wore.
I was there for that.
And the crown.
There are still people in Botswana wondering, why are there bear prints? At Makhari Khari.
Yes.
Meanwhile, it was your bare shoes.
That's correct.
Did anyone comment on it on Facebook?
No. I think people just said they liked the outfit. But, you know, that's very sweet of them.
Is it?
Yeah.
But people commented on your groceries.
That's my grocery bill complaint.
What do you... You post everything. You go to the grocery shop. You put on new shoes.
All the fun things.
But that's the right way to do it, though, to be honest with you. I often think to myself, I'm not a great social media person, because, you know, I don't think of posting my shopping or my boots. I just don't.
Like
every now and then I will do something like
that.
And then people have nosy comments to me about, I'm like, no, can I?
Yeah, I just don't.
So, but we should be better, Kola.
But we need everybody else to be better as well with the comments.
Switch them off. Or be careful. Speaking about that, Jacaranda FM did publicize our social media rules of engagement.
Yes.
If you want. So you can check out there. Yeah, no, absolutely. Love it. Wachtites, finally. Go and read all about it and be part of a beautiful, healthy, vibrant space, I guess.
You're with your Auburn family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.